Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
And if you were up early this morning, you know what he means. Ice on the steps, maybe ice on the roads. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. So, Cliff, are we going to see more ice today?
Well, the ice is going to melt out a bit during the day, but every morning we're going to see more roadway icing for at least the next 2 or 3 days. This is probably the most serious roadway icing or black icing situation we've seen in a long time. The cause of it all is high pressure and cold air that's moved over our region, and that's allowed clear skies, which produces good cooling from the ground, which allows the ground to cool below freezing. In fact, I have road temperatures now available from Snow Watch and from the Washington State DOT site, and I can see that the roadways now are at or below freezing around the whole area. The only places that are above freezing are where you're right next to the water. So the threat of roadway icing is pretty significant today. What happened last night was we had a weak band of precipitation move southward. That dropped some rain and even a little bit of wet snow. And that froze a bit, but it wasn't too much. And then this morning we have frost because the earth radiates heat to space and cools. And also we have freezing fog. A number of locations, particularly from Seattle southward, are in fog. And when fog hits a cold roadway, it can deposit a lot of ice very quickly. And so that can be pretty serious.
By this afternoon and evening, is it going to repeat itself as the sun goes down?
Well, of course, when the sun comes up on a sunny day, you know, that's going to bring the roadway temperatures up. So problem goes away. But then tomorrow morning, it's going to be the same thing. And so we'll have frost and freezing fog, particularly in the South Sound area. That's the worst place. And Sunday should be the same thing. So it's amazing. We're getting into this pattern, this very high amplitude ridge in the eastern Pacific that moves over us. And that is going to produce day after day of mainly clear skies. Then we're going all the way out to Wednesday now. The only wrinkle on this is that there's a weak disturbance that may come through on Saturday that may increase the clouds a bit. But the last mile of runs basically weakened that to nothing. So, I mean, it looks dry now for at least 4 or 5 days.
Wait, are you saying it's going to be sunny all weekend and into next week?
I'm saying that, you know, we're not going to see any rain for at least 4 or 5 days, and most of that period is going to be sunny. The exceptions will be in the South Sound, particularly where you have some fog, and there's a weak disturbance that it's going to come through sometime on Saturday. The models are really all over the place, but all of them keep it weak and just get some clouds and maybe a few flurries on the coast, but that's about it.
You said before that black ice is a big killer here, I guess.
That's right. If you investigate what is killing and injuring people in the Pacific Northwest, it turns out roadway icing is number one. I mean, some people get injured or killed from windstorms with trees falling on them or floods or whatever, but they're dwarfed by roadway icing accidents. It's a very serious issue, and you know, one that, you know, you can somewhat protect yourself by being very cautious when the temperatures are reported at, you know, weather stations get down to the mid-30s. It's really important to consider that the temperature that weather people report at, let's say, SeaTac airports, are taken at around 2 meters. The temperatures on these really cold nights can be much colder at the surface, sometimes 3, 4, 5 degrees colder. So once the air temperatures at reporting sites get to the mid-30s, there is the potential for roadway icing, and you have to be careful. The other thing I want to mention is that a lot of people have temperature sensors in their cars. Well, that's a temperature at around maybe 2 feet or so. And those can be warmer than the roadway surfaces on these kind of days. So you've got to be very conservative when temperatures get into the mid-30s.
You're a big fan of this website the city of Seattle runs called Snow Watch, and it shows the temperature. I'm just looking at it at dozens of sites all around Seattle and the Bellevue area, but I'm not really sure what to make out of all these numbers. They're all different colors. Is there one certain temperature that I should look for that means ice?
This year, the city has put into the roadway surfaces on bridges and at ground level at some places, temperature sensors, which show what the actual temperature of the roadway surface is. So, of course, that's the best thing to look at. So when those temperatures get below freezing or at freezing, then you have to worry.
So I'm looking for a 32, and that's where it's dangerous.
That's right. 32 or below, you watch out.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mast is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.